mindfulness for a moment, feeling your body, feeling your breath flowing, being aware of yourself, of the living tree, being aware of yourselves as the manifester of the flow of light, connecting the above and the below, before and behind, left and right. Feel your deeper identity as a servant of the living light. And as you allow this identity to emerge within you, you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, the house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life. You find yourself standing outside your house of life, being aware of the three steps that lead upward to the door, being aware of the door with a jackal head knocker. And spend a moment just noticing how your house presents itself to you today. Does it look in good order? What is it shaping? And be aware of your intention to enter the house, to work with this house that is your own inner vehicle. We ascend the three steps and knock three times using the jackal knocker. As we do so, the door opens smoothly and silently as always. And we cross the threshold. Being aware of the entrance hall and the spiral stair that moves upwards and downwards, and the corridor that leads inwards to the room of the table and the mirror. And we walk along the corridor, noticing the inner door, which may have a symbol carved upon it. We open the inner door and find ourselves in the chamber of the round table and the mirror. And we take our place, seated with the companions who sit contemplating the veiled grail at the center of the table. In the apex of the roof, there is the double rose and the line of golden light that descends from the rose into the veiled grail. Opposite us is the chair of the teacher. With us is the companions. The companions on either side of us reach out their hands to us, and we join our hands to theirs, forming an unbroken circle as we contemplate together the veiled grail, as we contemplate the mystery of the grail. And as we contemplate the grail, we are aware of the chambers of the house. Of beneath this chamber, the chamber of the well and images. And beneath that, that is the chamber of Yesant. And beneath that, the chamber of the establishment, that is Malkut. We are aware also of the room of Netzach and the room of Hod. Above this room, also, we are aware of the room of the double cube. And beneath that, on either side of that, the room that is Gedula, the room that is Gevura, the room of the cup and the sword. And beyond the room of the double cube, we sense the great chambers of the supernals. We are held in this contemplation by the companions, feeling our house of life with its chambers and passageways, and its flows and counterflows. And we raise our heads and we look opposite into the face of the teacher, who is a shining one and whose face is as a mirror. So as we look into the face of the teacher, we see our own face reflected. We see ourselves as the shining one, as the reflector of the light. And we enter into the mystery of reflection, of mirroring, of bearing witness to the light. And as we do so, we become aware suddenly that we wear a robe of shiny light. Being aware that the lightness, the whiteness manifests all colour, all possibilities. And we look deeply beyond the teacher into the mirror. That is both the mirror of the face of the teacher and the great mirror of the room. And we see that beyond that, the chapel, the doorway into the chapel. And rising from the table, disengaging from the companions, we make our way around the table. We enter the small doorway that brings us in to the chapel of the sword and the cross. We contemplate the ancient altar and the ancient rose cross with the old bronze sword upon it. And we become aware of the ancientness of this mystery of the service of the light, of those who wield the sword of light to free and to liberate, who are the servants of the cross and the circle, who bring together the opposites. And as we place our hands upon the altar, the cross is transfigured, becoming not an old stone cross, but a cross of gold. And at its centre, there is a blooming scarlet rose that fills the air with perfume. And the ancient bronze sword is suddenly a sword of light. We place our hands upon the sword. And if it is right for us, we dedicate ourselves to the service of the lights. And as we do so, it is as if the sword becomes part of our being. The capacity to liberate, the capacity to defend, to find clarity where there is confusion, to liberate all from the chains and the contractions and the confusions that bind the spirit. And we contemplate the cross, the Celtic cross that is the straight cross and the circle, and the flowering rose that is at its center. Sensing in that contemplation the great mystery that we will return to. We see in the golden cross the Celtic interlace that like is the web of Cerulean. In the heart of the rose we see the layers of the rose. The golden center of the rose and the spark of pure crystal white light at the heart of the rose. Becoming in that moment the rose and the cross, the sword and the sword bearer. Saluting the light, saluting the cross, we step back. And the sword and the altar is as it was before. But the living presence of the sword and the altar and the cross is in our hearts. We step through the mirror back into the chamber of the companions. Leaving that room, we descend the spiral stairway. Passing the rooms of Netzach and Hod, passing the room of Yesod, down into the chamber of the establishment. It is like a great cave. With a floor of basalt. And in the center of the cave there is a great cubic altar also of basalt. with horns at the quarters of the at the edges of the altar. And engraved at the top of the altar a multitude of crossings of stars within stars, six-pointed stars, and above the altar at the top of the cave is carved the image of the almond flower, the five-pointed flower. And on the altar there is an iron equal armed cross. That is the cross of the elements, that is the cross of the holy living creatures. And if it is right for us, we lay our hands upon the horns of the altar, and as the server of the light, as the guardian of the living sword, as the servant of the Grail, we bless the altar. And as we do so, there is a great response, a great shimmering of light. The altar becomes white marble. And from the heart of the interlocking six-pointed stars, from the deep of the earth, a great rainbow light arises, striking the almond blossom, rising up through the whole of the house. In the four quarters of the room, four great windows become visible. And in the east we see the winged human being, in the west the white eagle, in the north the winged bull, in the south the winged lion, as the four holy living creatures bless the worlds of manifestation. And we are carried upwards with the rainbow light into the chamber of the image and the well. Into the chamber of the table and the mirror in the chapel. Into the chamber of the double cube. And here we enter into the mystery of the cube within the cube, the cubic room that has the cube at its heart. And in this place we experience the fusion of the lights. The white light of Keter, the black light of Bina, the multicolored light of Chokmah, we are in the crown and the root of the tree. We're in the crown of the house that is the deep foundation of the house. We feel the fullness of the house of life. We feel this house wrapped around by the angelic presences that guard it from all quarters. We feel the flowing of light within the house. We stand together with the great angels. Our feet are in the earth. The moon is in our pelvis. The sun is in our heart. Our head is in the stars. We speak with the divine voice. As the chant dies away, we find the energy moving back down. And we find ourselves sitting in the table of the hall and the mirror, sitting with the companions, contemplating the mystery of the Grail. feeling our deeper identity as the Shining One, as the servant of the lights, who carries the sword of light, who is at the service of the living grail, who is the living tree in the living world. And as we sit there, we hear this voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Gradually and slowly, let yourself emerge from the inner space, being aware of the chair that you're sitting on, being aware of the contact of your skin with the air, your skin with the clothes, being aware of sound in the room, being aware of breathing into the room. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes and looking into the room.